Praise the Lord. Good evening, good morning, good afternoon to all you wonderful people of God out there. Thank you, Jesus. To God be the glory. I want you to know I love you. I want you to know that. And that comes from my heart. I love every one of you with the love of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That's the only love that flows and flows and flows from heart to heart and breast to breast, no matter what creed, color, socioeconomic status, no matter who you are. That love is from everlasting to everlasting. And so I thank God for his love today. Anne Marie McQueen coming to you through McQueen Universal Ministries by way of Fort Worth, Texas. To God be the glory. It is my pleasure, as usual, to speak to you and to just come into your homes or your car or in the job, wherever you are in this podcast today. God is so good. We've been talking about time the last few weeks, the last 2 weeks. As a matter of fact, we've been looking at time. God has been helping us to understand purpose and just be strategic in our time. What time is it? The time to sow or is it time to reap? Time to give or time to get? You know, just looking at our time. And so we're going to examine time a little bit even more deeply today, and we'll see how many weeks we want to keep this up. As long as God keep on releasing, we might just keep on going on with time, because I believe it's strategic right now. Let us pray for revelation. Father, we thank you for your word. We just give you glory and honor for everyone that's listening right now. God, we pray for revelation knowledge. Bring revelation, Lord God. Even as I speak these words, let them understand beyond my words, so that they can get and receive from you, Lord God, what you would have them to receive. We thank you and we praise you for being an on-time God. Glory to God in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. We've been looking at Ecclesiastes chapter number 3, verses 1 through 8. Finally got it right. Verses 1 through 8. And I've been reading that for the last 2 weeks. I'm not going to read it this week. I hope that you just get your Bibles and turn to it and take a look at it, and you're going to see those verses. Verse number 1, to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. I want to talk to you a little bit about seasons. And I've heard a lot of wonderful messages about seasons and Kairos and Et and Vibab and the different names for time and the different things that we can call time and what is it time for. And I've heard these messages over the years, and if you're like me a little bit, these messages come and I get very excited about them and I think about them for a couple of days, and you know what? They're gone after a while. Unfortunately, I have learned, and I am learning, to do better and better and better at this. However, a lot of those Greek and Hebrew words, we like to hear them, but they don't tend to stick with us. Very few of them stick and become a living, moving part of our vocabulary. For the most part, we remember our words and our terms, and we keep it at that. And so instead of taking the time right now to go into the definitions of all the different names for times, I am simply going to look at the first verse, and we're going to exegete that. We're going to break that down for us. It says, to everything there is a season. And that simply means, if we take it as simply as we can and yet deeply, you know, we have four seasons in our year. We have winter, spring, fall, and summer. And when it's summertime, I don't know about you, but I get very excited. I love the summertime. Oh, glory to God. I love it when it's warm outside. Oh, that sun. And especially here in Texas, it just gets sunny and bright and really hot. And that's what I love. Thank you, Jesus. I love the summer months. But you know what? September, October, November are going to come. As much as I love the summer months, I can't do anything to hold on to it. Summer months are going to be gone. It's only for a season. It's only for a time. And so what I'm likening this onto is people that have things happening in their lives, and they assume it's going to be the same way forever. Well, you know what? There are so many things in our lives that are subject to change. So many things are subject to seasons. So many things go in and out of our lives. Now, I believe that there are some things that should never change. It really should just get better and better. For example, our time spent with the Lord, we shouldn't stop that. We need to continue that and make that better and better, hallelujah, even add more time to it. There are just some things that we should not change. Maybe we can, I could put it this way, alter, or we can make it better. But some things, oh my goodness, we feel like we don't want to change, and some things we actually shouldn't change. But there are some things that must change. And when it's time for change, please, my sisters, my brothers, change. Don't hold on to dead things. Don't hold on to things that are not profiting you. Don't hold on to things that are killing you socially and emotionally. Don't hold on to things that you know will not possibly do you any good in the future. Some things are so momentary in our lives, we have to just recognize, oh, this is only for a moment. And don't try to park and set up house in things that you should know that God has not ordained for you for long. And so we want to be very careful to understand our seasons. What is this a season for? Seasons go longer than time. Time could be 1 minute, but a season is going to be several months. And so we have to know the difference and understand, what season am I in? The winter months, cold and dark. You know, sometimes people are in cold and dark season, believe it or not. By the grace of God, I won't be having very many of those anymore. But some people have cold and dark seasons, a season where everything just seems to be dark or maybe confusing. A season where things seem to be dry and not a lot going on. There are many seasons in our lives, and we need to pay attention to the fact that when it's our season, for example, to plant, we want to be planting. We don't want to be running and saying, well, I can't do it. Whatever the season is in your life, examine it. What season am I in? Is this my season to sow? Is this my season to spend a lot of time in God's presence, which that should be always? Is this my season to just do some? Is it my season to shop and buy new wardrobe or whatever? Is it my season now to go visit my mom in New York City? Is it my season? What season is this for you? Is this the season you thrive in? Some people thrive in wintertime. They love the snow. They love to go skiing. Praise the Lord, that would not be me. Glory. But some people love to do things like that. They love that season in winter. My son loves winter. He said it's so nice and cool and fresh. That's what he thinks of winter. Myself, on the other hand, I don't like the snow, and I don't like the fact that I feel, as far as transportation is concerned, limited. And so the winter is a little bit limiting to me. But you must know your season. If you're in the winter season, glory to God, don't look for summer. Just keep on living. Just keep on doing what you're doing, and summer will come. Spring will come. Glory to God. But we have to know our seasons. And the season might say, you know, it's going to last a little bit longer. We have to be ready for that. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And so we must give God the glory. Ask God, what are my seasons? What season is this that I'm in? How long is this season going to last? I'm not sure he's going to tell you how long it's going to last, but at least you can ask him, and he'll show you what season you are in. Seasons last longer than time. Glory to God. God bless you so much, Lord. Let not the word slip from you. People, Let it sink deep down in our hearts and flourish in us and outside of us. We thank you, Lord, for your appointment, your promotion, your blessings, and your seasons. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah.